Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom. Today's episode is Do It For Her. A couple different stories and things throughout my journey of healing into freedom kind of tied into all of this. But if you remember or you heard the episode of my last discard with narcissist abuse, I spoke about his little girl there watching me. And I didn't even know at the time how much that really impacted or meant to me in my journey of healing my inner child or inner little girl. But I knew at that moment the strength that it gave me to be able to walk away because I didn't want her to see that happen to me. And I want you to think about, you know, things in your life or situations you've been in, and how would it have been different, or what would you have thought if you knew a little girl was watching you? And then how would you feel if you were watching these things happen to a little girl? And definitely, you know, the journey of healing and therapy and peeling back the layers and doing all of the things, and why it's a journey and such a process, and it can be beautiful, but this is not something that I knew or thought of or even understood, you know, from day one or year two. But now, you know, coming into this journey and doing this podcast and helping other women, it makes so much sense, because you develop your worth, your self-worth, who you are, whether it's good or bad, somewhere, you know, from the ages of infant to 8 to 10 years old. There's really no scientific proof of exactly the end of it, but that's give or take somewhere around fifth grade. And so do it for her. You have to rebuild your brain. You have to rewire your brain. Reset back to factory settings. Because whatever happened from 0 to 10 years of age, there are things that you saw, were treated, learned, accepted, behaviors, and that has turned into and created boundaries or lack of boundaries, values or lack of, self-worth or lack of. And wherever you are in your life, what you're willing or not willing to accept. And the whole reason why I even started this journey for myself is I didn't want to keep running into the situations that I did. It didn't feel good. I didn't see a life of happiness. And, you know, going back to therapy is a lot of the times right off the bat, you know, oh, you should go to therapy. Oh, therapy is not for me. Oh, that means therapy probably is exactly for you. Or, oh, I tried therapy once and it didn't work for me. You need to go back. Therapy is not a one and done. It's not, you know, and don't get me wrong, there are situations. If you've gone through a traumatic experience or something and you maybe need to go through a month or 6 months of therapy, that can absolutely be something that can help within that time frame. But I am talking about deep to the core stuff, which if you had a narcissist upbringing, this is stuff that is in your core And you may not even be aware of it because I, in fact, was not. But going back and rewiring your brain, or, you know, factory settings is the best way to kind of think about it. It's hard. It does not feel natural, and it takes a lot of time, and you will fall, and you will struggle, and you will stumble, but you have to want it. You have to keep fucking going. And that's a saying that kind of came up in my journey. Keep fucking going, keep fucking going. That's all I could focus on when, whether it's weight loss, it's nutrition, it's personal development, it's jobs, it's relationships, it's friendships, it's therapy. Keep fucking going. There is going to be shitty areas, murky waters. Keep fucking going. It will be worth it. And in the beginning, I couldn't do this for her. I didn't know who her was. I always wanted to lose weight, right? I want to lose weight. And I talk about this a lot in my boot camps when I do one-on-one coaching, is if it was only about fitness and nutrition, you can go on YouTube and grab a shit ton of free workouts. You can go on Pinterest or Google and find diets and recipes and all of that stuff. And you've probably done that and lost and gained weight over and over and over again, because that's not what it's all about. And I talk about habit stacking and mindset and doing all of these things. I know when I started, I wanted to lose weight, right? And personal development was a piece of the puzzle that I was like, okay, well, maybe this has been missing. And I added it in, and I hated it. It annoyed me. I didn't understand it. It was just weird, but I would let it play in the background or in the car, and it gets into your brain. And that's part of the rewiring. And I decided to go public with my journey. And I did that because I, as much as I was a confident motherfucker on the outside, and I've spoke about this, the, you know, hard shell exterior with the gooey, mushy nothing underneath, that was me. And when I decided to go public, because I couldn't do it for myself, I wasn't doing it. I was not keeping my promises. I was not staying accountable. I was feeling like total dog shit. So when I went public, I knew I wasn't going to let them see me fail. Who the fuck is them? I don't know. Whoever was watching. But I was failing several times behind closed doors to myself. And so I put it out there to the world because I wasn't going to let the world see me fail. And then throughout the journey and recognizing things and healing, obviously this is where we are. And I do believe everything happens for a reason. And I do have the past, and I am healing the inner child. And there is narcissist deep into the roots of my childhood. And it's, you know, been obviously present in my life and what I am changing. And not every part is bad. And I want you to hear this for your own journey. But most broken little girls are caring, compassionate, and they turn out to be empaths. They can, of course, turn out to be evil and manipulative. There are always two paths because of how they were raised and what they saw and what they've gathered. But you can't do it for that little girl, your inner child inside of you from the beginning, because you aren't connected with her yet. And you might not even know that she is broken and she needs you. But when I say do it for her, her is you. Her is your broken, wounded inner child that didn't get whatever she needed to make her feel whole, worthy, fulfilled, cared for, loved, valued as a child and into adulthood, these are the things that are transpiring from it. I do believe, as much as I say, why me, why me, why me, love my life and love this journey and who I am and who I am becoming, and now to be able to help other women. I started out wanting to help, you know, young girls, and I didn't know why. I wanted to do, you know, Girls on the Run. I was a coach for Girls on the Run and helping them, and I said, okay, I need to go maybe to, you know, narcissist abused women, you know, because that was my story. And kind of full circle with all of it is those are the same women, helping those young girls feel valued and worthy and create good habits, and helping those women like myself with that unhealed inner child heal it and find their worth and their strength and their confidence and grow to be able to enjoy and love and live the lives that they deserve. And so I will leave you on this, that if this resonates with you at all, please know that it is okay. It is a process and a journey, but it is a beautiful one. It can be a beautiful one if you dig in and you want to make the change and heal that little girl. So do it for her, and share this with somebody if you feel like it helped you or it can help them. And as always, if you have a story or you want to connect with me, you can send me an email at kim@kimrobertsfreedom.com, and I will see you next time. Bye.